Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Joseph, zip code is 85541.
Thank you, ma'am. I have 85541, correct?
Right.
Thank you. And can I have the first and last name, please?
Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. Hello?
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. I'm looking for that.
Yeah, I just found on my bank account a pending debit of $59.89 from Trendy Super Tech Guides, which I never ordered.
Okay, ma'am.
Never. What are
they? I'm looking for the account still, ma'am. Please stay in line.
Sure.
Okay. You said it was Donna Dooley, correct?
Dooley, yeah. What's going
okay,
on?
Okay, and can I have the shipping address that would be associated with this account,
3655 East AZ Highway 260, Star Valley, Arizona, Space K. What is okay. this guide? What stuff? What is this Trendy Super Tech Guide? What is it? Please tell
so
me
I
now.
I pulled up the account with that information, ma'am. So
yeah,
I do see this is for. I do see this is initially for the meal planning app called Bites Hub. This was created when you entered into a contest for a.
Never ordered it. I want it credited to my account immediately, or I report you guys in the FTC.
So this is for the meal planning app called Bites Hub, ma'am. It is a meal planning app that helps to focus on using everyday.
Never ordered it. Never. Ever.
Do you remember ever entering into a contest for a Dyson vacuum or mixer or any type of contest?
I just did a survey for a home depot. That's it. It didn't say
for
anything
what?
About meal guide when I ordered. I only had to pay $5 on my debit card. And unfortunately, you guys found a way to sell me something else.
Ma'am, I can't understand you. You need to please repeat that. I cannot understand what you're saying. You're going in and out, so I'm missing every other word.
Is this better? Is this better?
That is much better. That's much better.
Okay. I never ordered it. I had to pay $5 for shipping for a Makita drill after doing a survey for a Home Depot. And evidently, there must have been something else attached to that that I didn't see on the screen to order just to pay the shipping for the drill. So I've been ripped off by the website that handles the survey, and I want that credit to my account.
So that contest entry for the Makita drill, ma'am, that was also stated in there that you would be signing up for the meal planning app. If you did not want to sign up for that, you would need to opt out of that. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize.
Joseph, opt out. Please credit my account. I'm opting out.
What I can go ahead and do is provide you with a $20 monthly service fee versus that $59.98 monthly service fee.
Nothing. Okay. A full credit back to me. Full credit back to you, Joseph.
I will go ahead and get this canceled out for you, ma'am, and I will speak to my supervisor and see what we can do about the charge for you. Please stay on the line.
Can't tell if it beeps. Hold on. The engine's so loud. There we go. Now it beeps. Thank you, guys.
premium. I spoke with my supervisor, explained the situation, was able to get them to approve today a refund of $55 minus a $5 non-refundable fee.
Yeah, is that for the shipping for the Makita drill I supposedly won?
No, we don't service the Contest Entry. The Contest Committee would be the one that services that. We strictly only service the meal planning.
So in other words, you guys can make money just because I'm canceling. You make $5 every time somebody cancels. Nice scam.
Thank you, ma'am. I do apologize. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions, ma'am. I recommend in the future, whenever you place an order, you make sure you thoroughly read terms and conditions. It does provide you with what you are ordering, ma'am, and agreeing to.
No, you know what? The button to push to order it was above and at the bottom of the page. So unless I scrolled up to look at more, I didn't see the other meal plan. What's the name of the meal planning company?
It's called Bites Hub, ma'am. It was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
H-U-B, Bites Hub, meal planning. Okay, I'm going to report them to the and the FCC. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, ma'am. Well, please stay on the line while I go ahead and finish getting this canceled out, ma'am, and I will try to speak to my supervisor and see if there's anything more we can do regarding the refund, ma'am. But in the future, I recommend you thoroughly read terms and conditions. Please stay on the line.
Not charge $5 for canceling 30 minutes later.
I am working on speaking to my supervisor and see what more we can do as a courtesy, ma'am. In the future, I recommend you thoroughly read those terms and conditions, ma'am.
They weren't on the screen where the button is saying to push the button to submit. It wasn't on the screen. It had to be farther down. That's why I'm pissed off. Okay? All right. Go ahead and talk to your supervisor. Thank you. Don't like being charged to cancel something 30 or 40 minutes after it was done. Wow, what a scam. What a freaking scam.
Thank you, ma'am. I went in and spoke with my supervisor, and as a one-time courtesy, I was able to get them to waive the $5 non-refundable fee. Please stand the line while I get your refund issued. I do need to verify, is there currently an active dispute with your bank for this charge, ma'am?
Okay, thank you.
I do need to verify, is there currently an active dispute with your bank for this charge at this time, ma'am? Okay.
No, I haven't called. That was going to be next if I couldn't get a hold of you guys.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. Please stand in line while I get your refund issued.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
That is such a scam. Bait and switch.
I'm working on your refund, ma'am. Please stay in line.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm working on your refund. Please stand in line. I'll have confirmation number shortly. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Your refund has been issued. It will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I have a confirmation number when you're ready.
Okay, thank you.
It's going to be C like in Charlie, 920-740256. And that is your cancellation confirmation for your account being canceled out. I have also a refund confirmation number when you're ready.
Okay, yes, refund confirmation. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Your refund is going to be for the amount of the $59.89, and that confirmation number is 7247446001.
6001. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. And I recommend in the future, make sure you thoroughly read for those terms and conditions, ma'am.
Well, when you have a submit button at the bottom of the page, you don't necessarily got to scroll and keep scrolling. And that thing obviously was below that. So that's a scam. I'm calling.
Well, the terms and conditions was stated on the site before checkout and as well as at checkout. But in the future, whenever you place anything online, and order-wise, I recommend you thoroughly read for those terms and conditions, ma'am.
All right, till next time, Joseph.
Okay, ma'am.
When it's on the page that I'm only supposed to be paying $5 for shipping. Do you understand? Yeah.
Ma'am, I
Bye.
And